From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah's population growth outpaced all other states this decade, according to data from the U.S. Census Bureau. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
The Beehive State added more than 440,000 people since 2010, a growth rate of 16% this decade, higher than any other state. Washington, D.C.'s population grew by even more, but it's not a state. Other booming states include Texas, Colorado, Florida, Nevada, and Idaho, which each grew a little less than Utah over the decade. Census estimates show there are now just over 3.2 million people who call Utah home. That increase can be attributed to people moving here and to the state's birth rate, which consistently ranks among the highest in the nation. Still, like the rest of the country, Utah's birth rate is slowing down. Last year, the state's birth rate dropped for the first time ever below what's called the replacement rate, which is about 2.1 children per woman. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Utahns are feeling confident in the state's economy and job market. The latest Zions Bank Utah Consumer Attitude Index increased by about 2 points in December. Nationally, the index decreased 0.3 points. According to the report, only 8% of Utahns believe jobs are difficult to get right now. The majority also believe business conditions are favorable, and many are optimistic that their household income will increase in the next 6 months. Tomorrow begins open enrollment for Utah's full Medicaid expansion. This will cover people living at up to 138% of the federal poverty level, or families of four making around $35,000 a year. Up to 60,000 previously ineligible people will now qualify for health insurance through the state, according to the Utah Health Policy Project. The program does have a community engagement requirement. Applicants will have to prove that they've been looking for work or that they were unable to do so because of family obligations, an illness or disability, or other barrier. Advocates have been trying to pass Medicaid expansion in the state for 6 years. As we head into the new year, severity of influenza in the state is low overall, but flu activity is picking up. The Utah Department of Health says 109 hospitalizations have been reported, which tracks as fairly normal. Flu rates can peak late in the season, and the department says it's not too late to get a flu shot. A flu vaccine is the best way to prevent flu. The end of the year is not just a time for reflection, but also a chance to look ahead. As KUER's John Reed reports, a new series of maps tries to do just that.
Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania say their vision of the year 2100 is only one possibility. But if global carbon emissions continue at current levels, temperatures and sea levels will keep rising. That alone could force millions from their homes along the coastal U.S.
You're in Utah, like not a place that looks particularly dire in our atlas, but will nevertheless still be radically different if for no other reason than it's probably going to be a place where a lot of people wind up.
Billy Fleming is the 2100 Project's lead researcher. He says climate change won't directly hit Utah as hard as other parts of the U.S., but global climate refugees are already on the move. And if that pattern continues, many might find their way here. Plus, the state will get hotter, he says, leading to shorter winters and less snowfall. But the world doesn't have to end up in a fiery mess if we take the right steps now.
Part of why we wanted to assemble this data in the way that we did was to give people as much agency and information as we could to sort of shape that future.
Fleming says that with Utah's potential for solar power and recent efforts to reduce emissions, it could become one of the next leaders in the fight against climate change. John Reed, KUER News.
The Bureau of Land Management and the Utah Department of Natural Resources announced a new 5-year agreement that will continue the BLM's support of the state's Watershed Restoration Initiative. Over the next 5 years, the BLM can contribute up to $75 million to the program. The money funds locally driven projects to improve watershed health, water quality, habitat, and biological diversity. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.